أظهرت الدراسة المدعومة جزئياً من مفوضية حقوق الإنسان الأسترالية أرقاماً تكشف عن الإنفاق الحكومي على الحوادث الناتجة عن التمييز العنصري، والذي يتضمن الإنفاق على الأمراض والاضطرابات النفسية الناتجة عن التمييز العنصري. البحث الذي قام به كل من إيمانويل إلياس وين باراديز أظهر أن واحد من بين خمسة أستراليين يعانون من التمييز العنصري، وتقارن الدراسة بين مقدار النفقات الحكومية على الحوادث الناتجة عن العنصرية وبين إنفاقها على مكافحة التدخين، والتي تفوقت فيها أرقام النفقات على حوادث العنصرية. ويقول البروفيسور باراديز إن التمييز العنصري قد يكلف النظام الصحي الأسترالي ما مقداره 44.9 مليار دولار سنوياً.
We focused on a few specific health outcomes, mental health outcomes, depression, anxiety and psychological disorders. Obviously there would be other impacts of racism, but that's the cost for those particular disorders from our study. So basically racism is a form of stress. It contributes to poor health. That's been known for some years. What we add to that is exactly what and how much that contribution is. So the extent to which people's lives are reduced in terms of what they can achieve because of the fact that they have depression, and to what extent racism as a form of stress contributes to that depression tells us the cost. What we did is form that link between racism as a form of stress and those health outcomes.
ويضيف البروفيسور باراديز إن الدراسة تظهر الطلب المتزايد على الإنفاق في قطاع الصحة النفسية والعقلية.
It really is a part of a broader pattern across the world of the increasing importance of mental health at a global scale. So we know that within 10 or 15 years, depression will be the largest cause of burden of disease in the world. So it's really drawing in that notion of mental health as the emerging factor of interest towards the middle of the century. And so we also know that for things like smoking, they are being reduced over time. There has been effective public health campaigns, so that will increase and become a smaller contributor to the overall burden of disease as time goes by. What we haven't done enough of is trying to address things like racism and other forms of stress, which do create this growing burden of mental health.
إلا أن الدراسة تعرضت للكثير من النقد منذ صدورها، حيث يقول مدير السياسات في مؤسسة الشؤون العامة سايمون بريني إن الدراسة تحمل أجندة سياسية وراءها.
Discriminating against a person because of their race on the basis of their skin color or their ethnicity is clearly immoral. I think most Australians would accept that, and I don't think that we need research into the effects of discrimination to know that it is wrong. So I think this is really a case of a political agenda infusing science, and that's something that should always be avoided.
ويضيف السيد بريني إن الدراسة تبالغ من إظهار مشكلة العنصرية وارتباطها بالصحة.
The significant risks that come out of this are that we're misled about the seriousness of racial discrimination in Australia. The reality is that we are a very open, very tolerant country. If you go to a lot of places around the world, they're nowhere near as open and as tolerant as we are here. And so I think this gives a misleading picture of where Australia is at the moment socially. I think that's the greatest risk from this research.
في المقابل يرفض الدكتور باراديز هذه الانتقادات.
We studied the topic closely for 3 years. This is the figure we've come up with. There are limitations to the study. Certainly more work could be done looking at what other forms of stress contribute to these health outcomes, and so therefore perhaps racism's role will be reduced or it may be increased. We don't know. There are other factors at play and not all of those have been accounted for. But it's not clear what direction that will have in terms of reducing or increasing the dollar figure. I mean, to me, when people say the figure sounds too large, it's not really a criticism. It's too vague. It doesn't tell us what we've done wrong in our methods, which we've very rigorously applied.
هذا التقرير من إعداد نعومي سيلفرتنام وديال العزة.